Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I am back from some days of R&R, and I appreciate my man Clay holding it down in my absence. And we are now both here with you today, and a lot to discuss. First off, guest-wise, so we can set the table a little bit, we've got Jake Beckett, former NFL player, Army Ranger, Arkansas Senate candidate. They printed his name wrong on ballots in his state and then didn't want to correct it, apparently. We'll talk about that. Obviously, lawsuits underway there. Plus, recent primary victor J.D. Vance of the GOP. He just won the Republican nomination to run for Senate in Ohio. We'll talk to him about, well, basically everything. Situation of the economy. Really interesting information came out over the weekend about the baby formula shortage, which Clay and I have been talking about a lot, because a lot of you not only were calling in deeply concerned and, let's be honest, you know, ticked off about the situation, but you were emailing us and reaching out. It turns out that Abbott Labs, at least, is saying, or the Abbott Abbott company that makes the baby formula, that there was no actual connection to their plant being tainted and did not. This is what now you could say that's Abbott's position for legal reasons, whatever it may be. But we got to get to the bottom of that one, as well as the $40 billion going to Ukraine. We'll talk to JD about all of that. But the big stories, unfortunately, this weekend were just about a lot of horrific violence, the incredibly evil, awful, and atrocious racist shooting in Buffalo. 10 African Americans killed, targeted by an evil lunatic, and we'll discuss more about the political and the politicization of this that happened right away from the Democrats, blaming people who had nothing to do with this, who say nothing, would never say anything other than pure condemnation of this hateful act, but saying it's the GOP's fault and then moving to gun control and all kinds of things. We'll discuss the political fallout of that event already from Buffalo. There's also a mass shooting in the Laguna Beach area of California at a church. That one, fortunately, was stopped by parishioners, but one fatality there. A number of individuals, mostly senior citizens, Asian Americans, were shot. Clay told me over the weekend, and I saw this headline after he texted me, and I dove into a little bit. 20 people shot? Is that right, Clay? 20 people
crazy.
Shot outside of a Bucks game in Milwaukee. And then I want to I want to get to all of these, but I will just tell you that I went to Chicago and a lot of you said over the weekend that I should be careful. And I grew up in New York City and I was here during the time of the greatest violence the city had. So I think of myself as a city dweller who knows his way around. And I will tell you, when I was walking at the in the Millennium Park on a beautiful day, I turned to Carrie, my girlfriend, who some of you saw in photos we posted over the weekend. I turned to her, I said, maybe we are overestimating how much the violence spreads beyond certain neighborhoods in Chicago. I'm going to dig into this some more. I want to be open-minded about it, Clay. I said that, and standing in front of the Bean in Millennium Park, one of the most famous tourist attractions, there was a fatal shooting a few hours later, a 16-year-old killed right near the Bean in Millennium Park. We clearly have a violence problem in the country, and it's time to talk about some honest and real solutions and preventative measures for it.
I don't think there's any doubt. And to your point, now there is a curfew basically in effect in Chicago. We got an idiot mayor in Lori Lightfoot, who I think it's fair to say is just not very intelligent and certainly not up to the job. She, for some reason, was in Texas when all of this was happening in Chicago, Buck, posting herself wearing a mask in a Texas bookstore reading To Kill a Mockingbird, arguing that she was not going to be banned by what she could read, when the reality is most of the places trying to ban To Kill a Mockingbird are left-wing lunatic cities and school boards. But how out of touch can you be to, one, not be in your community as another awful weekend of violence ensues, and two, to be trolling people over the reading of a book in Texas while wearing a mask? It's just so inartfully tone deaf that it feels almost intentional to be that dumb. And Buck, this is an awful situation that we have all over the country. And immediately what we do in many respects is try to decide who's to blame anytime one of these shootings happens, anytime there's a mass shooting. And the answer is the person who does the mass shooting. I think we don't spend enough time letting it be known. New York City subway shooter. I think he's mentally ill. The shooter in Buffalo, it seems, based on the things that he has put out there, that he's mentally ill. Many of the people who are behaving in a criminal fashion and deserve to be put in prison for the rest of their lives are mentally ill. And I believe the solution, and this is the argument we've been making for nearly a year on this air, this is the argument you made on your show when you were solo, and the argument I made on my show when I was solo. Buck, when I saw 20 people get shot outside of Milwaukee, outside of a Bucks game, an NBA basketball game, Game 6, Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Boston Celtics, they had to cancel the gathering of people to watch Game 7 because they didn't feel like they could safely allow that many people together in Milwaukee. Murders are skyrocketing. This is happening all over the place. There's only one solution, and it's to let police do their job and enable them to do so. Period. That's the answer.
We have to be willing as a society to lock up serious, violent criminals to protect the rest of society, or else this continues. And we have to do it irrespective of whatever leftist narratives there are, whatever stories we hear about the police and how the police are systemically awful or evil. That's not true. The data doesn't support it. It's not rooted in the reality of Americans of all races, creeds, and colors who deal with law enforcement day in and day out. But it's obvious to anybody who's going back to the data, Clay, looking at this, the situation is going to continue as is. This is not getting better. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, the decay and anarchy in these cities is something that the Democrat politicians in charge are not able to turn around. Feels like some cities like Portland have just been ceded, essentially, the downtown to the lunatics whenever they want to run things. Same thing in Seattle, where they had the Chaz. Remember that? There was a whole movement to set up an autonomous zone within a city, and the city authorities, Democrats, acted like this wasn't... You want to talk about an insurrection. When you say we're our own police force and nobody else can come in here and we're going to do everything, that's an actual insurrection.
They took over the city.
That's actually something that you would think would fall under sedition. So I sit here and I am, of course, like everybody listening, you know, you're heartbroken about what happened in Buffalo, which was just evil on a scale that's really honestly hard to fathom. But it's also heartbreaking, the shooting that happened in Laguna Beach area, and the shooting that happened. And I don't believe there are many fatalities, but there were a lot of people who were hit. And which, and remember, these people, whenever they say wounded by gunfire, for a lot of people, that's, you know, they're in the hospital fighting for their life. I mean, even if they make it through, right? And what are the solutions or what are the actions they want to take? Clay, they want to blame Fox News.
Yeah.
They want to institute more firearm regulations that a psychopathic, premeditated, evil murderer like this guy who went to Buffalo, gun laws aren't going to in any way intimidate or prevent him from doing what he's going to do. If you want to look at how we could have stopped him, apparently the school, there was some awareness that he was a danger, making threats. And then you get into, well, what kind of mental health interventions can you actually have? And interventions including incarceration by the state because somebody is a danger to their fellow human beings. That's a serious conversation about what to do. Blaming conservatives. Clay, do you see there was an article in Rolling Stone that was written that said, and this was just over the weekend, just to really jump into this, that the Buffalo shooter is a mainstream Republican. That was the headline.
I saw that. Yeah.
And now that was written by a person who lost her previous job for defaming a veteran for having a Nazi tattoo when the veteran actually had a cross that was a symbol of his unit that he served with in Afghanistan that has nothing to do with Nazis and is in no way a Nazi tattoo.
Kind of a big miss.
Kind of a big miss. But these are the people that now come forward as if they have something serious to say. They just want to sling slander at the other side. They're unserious about dealing with the violence. They're unserious about making our streets safer. And I just hope that people that care deeply about this, as I think we all do, know that the Democrat Party and its ideology when it comes to law enforcement specifically has failed dramatically and catastrophically.
White, black, Asian, and Hispanic people mostly want the same things. Certainly white, black, Asian, and Hispanic parents want the same things. Kids to grow up safe, healthy, productive. I can say that as a parent. I think just about every parent and grandparent out there wants the exact same thing. And so the best way for white, black, Asian, and Hispanic kids to grow up healthy is to have safe streets and a police force that is empowered to be able to protect the innocent. And what we do not have right now in this country, if you look at the data, overwhelmingly the rates of crime are skyrocketing. Buck, I think your experience in Chicago, the place where that kid got shot, midday, right? One of the central places that should be the safest in the entire city. This is where tourists like you come to spend time. This is where families go on a beautiful Saturday. There haven't been a lot of great weather days in Chicago. It's why kids are there all running around. We have created a place and a society right now where nowhere is safe in many big cities. And it's not just like you look at the numbers. I mean, cities like Atlanta, Phoenix, Houston, the number and rates of crime are skyrocketing. Buck, we're number one audience in Milwaukee right now. Milwaukee murders are at levels we've never seen before, which is why when I saw those 20 kids getting shot outside of a game, I mean, you're trying to think about what's going on here, Buck. You got moms and dads who are saying, hey, what are we going to go do? Let's go watch the Milwaukee Bucks game 6 outdoors. Let's go take our kids. Let's have a great time. 20 people get shot there? It's so bad and so unsafe in Milwaukee that they are telling people we had to cancel the Game 7 viewing because we couldn't provide security. Think about where we are. We can't allow groups of people together in a major downtown American city because in Milwaukee right now, they don't think they can keep people safe. I mean, that should never happen in any American city. White, black, Asian, Hispanic, no matter who you are, you should be able to go with your family safely to any major American city without having to look over your shoulder worried about whether the criminal element is going to emerge and take your life or take someone's life that you love.
And I'd remind everybody that the voices that disagree with Clay, with me on crime, criminal justice, the judiciary, and how we could make our cities particularly safer, but it's a lot of places across the country right now, those same voices were telling everybody for over a year that the pandemic had caused the violence.
It's true.
Which was contrary to common sense, and now, as we see, actually contrary to the data as well. Not only has the violence continued and accelerated past the acute phase of the pandemic, but when you really look, you see that for the first 4 months or so of 2020, you had a dramatic drop in violent crime, which meant that you should have had a much lower national crime rate when you looked at the annual numbers in 2020. But no, when did it start? The rise of BLM and the Democrat-induced panic over law enforcement and systemic racism, that is when the nationwide violence surge began. It coincides with it. very directly, kind of like the rise in inflation coincides with Joe Biden becoming president very directly, right? These things, you could say it's just correlation, but it's quite a coincidence, isn't it? We'll come back to more on this and also, of course, the latest on the economy and the political scene here in just a moment. You know, I'm all about being comfortable when it comes to wardrobe, and that particularly includes dress shoes. My go-to brand is and has been for years Wolf and Shepherd. I'll let the big name athletes like Gronk take the spotlight for wearing Wolf and Shepherd, but I'm on the record for having discovered this great brand well before all those guys started showing up on TV wearing suits and their Wolf and Shepherd dress shoes, because they're amazing. The best description I can give you of Wolf and Shepherd shoes: business meets athletic shoe. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes. The shoe features full-grain Italian leather and an athletic, agile sole. This cross-functional design provides all-day comfort and style. When you look online for the specific shoe called the Crossover, that's a great starting point. The Crossover, go check it out. Before you know it, you'll be like me. I have, right now, that I wear all the time, 3 pairs of Wolf and Shepherd shoes. This is better footwear for the workday, for every day. Join the pack by going online to wolfandshepherd.com. No promo code needed. Just visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, wolfandshepherd.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us on this great Monday. If you question what is happening today on the dumbest show in all of American media, that is The View. One of the many dumb panelists on that show is Anna Navarro. This is what she had to say about the shooting in Buffalo and who was to blame.
If you are an advertiser advertising on that station, you are part of the problem. If you sit on the board and are trying to be a civilized person, Paul Ryan, my friend, I'm talking to you, you are part of the problem. Yep. If you're a Republican donor tweeting about how bad you feel about this, but you're donating to people like Elise Stefanik, you are part of the problem. Yeah. If you are a staffer working for them, you are part of the problem. If you are voting for them, you are part of the problem. And also, so I'll tell you what great replacement theory should be. We should replace all these people peddling hate and making financial and political gain from spreading racism. We should replace them with people who hold up American values.
I would go beyond, Clay, that what she says is moronic, as you rightly stated. I mean, a right-wing extremist Elise Stefanik? I mean, is she serious? Didn't she say Elise Stefanik's name? If you donate to Elise Stefanik, is she kidding me? That's...
But you want to shut down Fox News because of what a crazy person does? I mean, nobody argued that you should shut down CNN or MSNBC when we had the Waukesha attacks and when we had the New York City attacks, right?
Yeah, of course. I would note that I don't say that she's saying this because she's emotional and stupid and trying to get applause from people who don't think about these issues very seriously. Just they're driven by emotion. I would say very seriously that someone like Anna Navarro, who has a platform at The View, makes the situation of violence of all kinds more difficult to deal with.
Yes.
Because instead of being serious about how we could actually stop something heinous like this, it's, I hate Republicans, so this is their fault. I mean, she's actually making the situation worse. It's not just that I disagree with her. I would argue, and I would win this argument against anybody who is a serious person, that doing this right after a tragedy like the situation, whether it's talking about Buffalo, the 20 shot in Milwaukee, the situation in Laguna Beach area, you name a horrific shooting, they make it worse, Clay.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And the media makes it worse because most in the media don't call balls and strikes fairly. What do we do on this show? Came out, said, hey, the Waukesha attack was a race-based attack. That person should be condemned. This is inexcusable. Let's find out why he was even out on bail in the first place. This is a failure of public policy. What do we say about New York City? Racist shooter. We said, let's catch this guy. Need to get him off the streets. Thankfully, they did in New York City. And thankfully, somehow, he was unable to actually kill very many people, even though he opened fire. I think he fired 30 rounds in a subway car with almost everyone within close proximity to him. Same thing we said about Buffalo. You can love or hate us. You can love or hate this show. But what we do is we apply the rules, the same patterns, whether you're white, black, Asian, or Hispanic. And we're not trying to divide everyone and argue that somehow this is the person to blame or this is the group to blame. Actually, the people to blame are people who aren't letting police do their jobs. That's what the data overwhelmingly reflects. Pure Talk will hook you up with an unbelievable opportunity to save a ton of money. You don't have to stick with AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile. You can save up to $900 a year in a time when everybody's trying to save as much money as they can. Here's how you do it. You get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to your cell phones, grab them right now. You can keep the same number and the same phone. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. You save an additional 50%. You can literally be switched over in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck.
Welcome back into the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. If you want to speak to us, 800-282-2882. Flew back from Chicago last night, and the plane was pleasant insofar as I did not have to mask. But I looked around, and sure enough, I just told Clay this in the commercial break we had there. I think about, I would say maybe you could say it was 20%. On the high end, it might have been 30% of people on my plane were masked up. And a lot of them were masked up with double masks, which I thought was particularly strange.
It's interesting, too, to think about this, because I flew back from Florida on Saturday afternoon. Virtually no one on my entire plane was wearing a mask. Now, I'm curious on your flight, and this is interesting because you're, again, in, I would say, blue city to blue city, right? Chicago to New York
City. As blue as it gets, basically, yeah.
How old were the people that you saw wearing masks?
This is fascinating. This is the other thing I wanted to say. We spend a lot of time talking together, folks, so Clay can kind of read my mind sometimes. Mostly the masked up, and again, this is just my observation, and people say, oh, yeah, you know, they don't believe me. Am I going to take a photo of the whole plane? Then I'm like mask shaming and everything.
Yeah,
so
right.
People just have to take my word for it, right? I'd say most of the people that I saw with masks on looked to be 25 to 45.
It's crazy.
Most of them. People who are at no real risk from COVID whatsoever. Of course, they were masking up between bites, going through all of that. And then you land in New York City, and it's like some dystopian voice of the future is still saying, you know, you are required to mask up in all parts of LaGuardia Terminal. I'm sitting here saying, every person, every single human being that is walking through that terminal is going to be in congregate settings, basically, in the weeks and weeks ahead. Less than 1% of your life is spent in that terminal. And that is the only place, it seems, other than now. And I'm going to say this. The hospitals, the medical community, they got to knock this crap off, too, with patients and everybody has to come with masks on. You guys were wrong. I know you have MDs and you took on big debt to get there and loans and everything. But the doctors that were mask maniacs, the data doesn't support them. They were wrong. We got to drop this. We got to stop making everybody mask up when they. I had to visit a relative in the hospital recently. I had to mask up the whole time. This is ridiculous. Fauci is such, I mean, the words I want to use I can't say on radio. He's such a little coward. And I saw this with, look, hat tip for a real, a good question from CNN's Jake Tapper on this one. Here is Dr. Fauci when he's asked about a tweet that is straight up disinformation from the White House. No one can test it. Listen.
Why is the White House politicizing the pandemic by tweeting out that there was no vaccine available until Joe Biden became president? It's not true.
You know, Jake, I'm sorry. I can't explain every tweet that comes out. So you're talking to the wrong person. I wasn't involved in the tweet. I just can't explain it. Sorry.
I know you can't explain it, but certainly you would agree that it's important to have facts when it comes to assertions being made about the vaccine, whether it's from the Trump White House or the Biden White House. And certainly you would agree that there was vaccine available before Joe Biden became president.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he got vaccinated and others got vaccinated. So, I mean, I think from a pure accuracy, that's not a correct statement. But, I mean, you know, it just went out. I'm sorry. There's nothing I could do about that.
Why is Fauci, why all the shifting? Why all the weaselly, oh, you know, I'm not in charge of the tweets? It is a lie for the White House official Twitter account to say there was no vaccine before Joe Biden came to office. That is what the official White House Twitter account said. And Fauci's kind of laughing. He's like he's a slimy little PR flack. It's disgusting.
All he had to say was, I'm not sure how many people have access to the White House Twitter account, but that tweet is inaccurate and they should correct it. Period. And then he can move on.
Yep.
Right? And the fact that he won't say that right when he's directly asked. And by the way, if you want to know about the tide turning on Joe Biden, CNN, Jake Tapper going after Dr. Fauci over this and correctly holding the White House accountable, Buck. I don't know if you saw.
Look, I want more of this. I want more of this. I want real. You know, anyone who'll do it gets credit. I want more real questions asked of Fauci.
Amen. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend, Jeff Bezos has been teeing off on Joe Biden, calling out. Well, I mean, basically, maybe he's a listener.
Can we just point out here, everybody? This did not get lost on us. We have been discussing here that back when was the real Manchin? Will he or won't he throw down? Was that August, September time frame?
I remember specifically he shut down Build Back Better right before Christmas. He went on Fox News with Chris Wallace, I believe before Chris Wallace left, or maybe it was Brett Baier, whoever was hosting, because I was down in Key West, and I was going to the Hemingway house, and I pulled out my phone, and it was a Sunday he had done the Fox News show, and said, I can't get there, I'm not doing it. Maybe like a week before Christmas or so, he finally shot it off.
So that was when he just, but he initially, I think, said, oh, I'm not sure about this.
He wrote an editorial in the Wall Street Journal.
Way back. Anyway, what we said was, it looks like he's not only doing the right thing for the economy, he may be saving the Democrat Party from committing financial annihilation, in a sense, of itself, destroying its prospects. Because, I mean, you go back and look, you're getting it. Once you get to 10, 11, 12% inflation, people will be in so much financial pain. They'll vote for anybody. They'll vote for a bump on a log if it claims that it's going to end inflation. Right? I mean, it doesn't matter. And here we are watching, as Jeff Bezos says, that Joe Manchin may have saved the Democrat Party by not passing Build Back Better from itself, which is what we have been saying for about 6 months.
Yes. That's exactly right. But I give, maybe Jeff Bezos is a listener. If he is, thanks for listening, Jeff. We got a great affiliate in Seattle. You're probably appreciative of the fact that you can easily find the show now. He's not serving full time at Amazon, so maybe he has a little bit more time during the day. Maybe he's working out, listening to us right now. But what I will say is, yes, like this is common sense. And the message that I think is significant here, Buck, is in the same way that Jeff Bezos went after Elon Musk, and he owns the Washington Post. And I understand, by the way, the argument of, well, there's a Chinese wall, right? That's a phrase that gets used all the time between editorial and ownership, and they don't manage the decisions that are made on a day-to-day basis about what we write about. I understand that argument. But when you go on Twitter and you call out Elon Musk, your company can see that you did that. And they know that they may curry favor with their boss by going after Elon Musk. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Washington Post had several editorials that immediately came to Elon Musk. Well, I think this is significant that Jeff Bezos is now going after the worst president of any of our lives, Joe Biden, for just not doing what he said he was going to do, which is be normal. Just be normal, dude. Don't screw up everything that you touch. And I think increasingly, there are a lot of CEOs out there, Buck, who are looking at the management of the economic and business side of the Biden White House and saying what we've been saying on this show for a year now, which is they have no clue how to handle inflation, how to manage the tax code, how to, and really that's what started the Bezos argument was. He said, look, you can argue for or against corporate tax rate increases, but arguing that increasing the corporate tax rate is going to lower inflation is they're not connected. If anything, you're going to increase inflation by taking more money and spending more money on behalf of the government, because the tax, and this is just economics 101, when you increase cost for business, they pass it on to their consumers. And so the idea that by increasing taxes on business, you're going to lower inflation is just absolute economic gobbledygook. It's total lunacy to even make that argument. And so as you look at what he's saying, he's got a new statement out, by the way. Man, I got to read everybody for this. It's just got, have you seen the most recent Bezos tweet going after Biden? We got to read this when we come back. It is fantastic. That's what you call a tease in the business.
And apparently he can bring us all of our packages and deliver some tweets, Travis. Play, Travis.
No doubt. This is going to be interesting to follow, but I'll read it for you when we come back. And it's, to me, significant because it's emblematic of big business finally saying, we've had enough. You guys are incompetent. We're not going to help cover for you anymore, even though a lot of big business supported Joe Biden in his race against Trump. If you're planning ahead for a summer road trip in the car, make sure you have CarShield. This is America's number one auto protection plan. It will give you peace of mind and save you money on auto repairs. When something goes wrong, you can count on them to save you from expensive repairs, so much more. And you lock in your price forever. This is why so many people have made this choice. Whether your car has 5,000 miles on it or 150,000 miles, it's frustrating to be saving money and then boom, you get hit with an expense you didn't anticipate happening. That's why you want to lock in your price on CarShield. It'll never go up for as long as you own your car. No matter how old it is, you're protected from the rising costs of parts and repairs for your vehicle. And when your car breaks down, you can count on CarShield for help. Again, this is a good safety. If your car breaks down on the side of the road, boom, you call CarShield. They will take care of you. And you can sign up right now at carshield.com/clay. You can also call 800-321-3670 to save 10% on your plan. That's carshield.com/clay. My name, C-L-A-Y. You can also call 800-321-3670 to save 10% today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic, and then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. You can search out at Clay Travis. You can search out at Buck Sexton. And as we went to break, Buck, this tweet from Jeff Bezos just came out maybe 10 minutes ago. And he has been feuding with the White House over inflation. The White House took a shot at him over the weekend, and Jeff Bezos responded, "Look, a squirrel, exclamation point. This is the White House's statement about my recent tweets. They understandably want to muddy the topic. They know inflation hurts the neediest the most, but unions aren't causing inflation, and neither are wealthy people. The administration tried their best to add another $3.5 trillion to federal spending. They failed. But if they had succeeded, inflation would be even higher than it is today. And inflation today is at a 40-year high." Buck, this is what all rational people are saying. The Biden administration has no plan for inflation. And in fact, if they had executed their true domestic plans, inflation would be even worse than it is today, and they are trying, I think Jeff Bezos is right here, to muddy the waters and distract from the overall number one issue that NBC News in their most recent poll found over the weekend, Buck. 16% of the American public believes that this country is going in the right direction. 16%, because Biden's the most incompetent president of our lives.
It would be so much better if we were having political conversations between Democrats and Republicans in this country where we were trying to gauge which side had an idea that would be an even bigger improvement over what the other side is offering, right? So we think we'll grow the economy, you know, we'll grow GDP 20% or 30% above expectations, and they're trying to get to 10% above expectations. What I mean is we're not in a place where we're offering alternative visions of how to make things better. We are trying to explain how to make things better or really stop them from making things worse, because that's what they're often doing. In the case of spending, it's not like they have an idea for how to deal with inflation that, you know, might work pretty well. And we have an idea that might also work pretty well. And let's debate. Let's see whose idea is better. Clay, our idea is, you know, let's throw water on the fire. They're not saying let's throw a blanket on the fire. They're saying, I got a great idea, gasoline on the fire. They would make everything markedly worse. We have been making this case for 6 months. Jeff Bezos, he's a lib, he owns the Washington Post, but he's a smart guy, and he does understand and acutely his company feels inflation in many ways at a huge level, and he's saying exactly what we said because it's true. Biden not only is terrible for inflation, if Biden got his way, people would start talking about, what is hyperinflation actually again? You'd start to see the Google searches going up.
Yeah, and this to me is significant, because what you're seeing is big business executives finally turning on Joe Biden. And I do believe that when the owner of the Washington Post is in a fight with the Biden White House, that there is some trepidation inside of the Washington Post over oh, what exactly should we do now? Right? Because for a long time, democracy dies in darkness was what they had written at the masthead of the Washington Post, with the idea being, oh, we're going to shine a light on this Trump administration, which is the biggest threat to democracy that's ever existed. All that was a lie. All of it was a lie. They helped to feed the Russia collusion narrative. But it's hard to argue when Democrats have the White House, the House of Representatives, the Senate, almost all major mayoral offices in this country, and everything is going to crap, Buck. It's hard to argue that the Republicans are to blame. Now, they're still going to make that argument. But one way to counteract that argument is to say, okay, what did you want to implement that you haven't been able to implement? Wait a minute. You want last year, Joe Biden, to spend $5 trillion, I believe was the 10-year cost, on the Build Back Better initiative. And the only reason that didn't happen was because one or two senators in your own party rebelled. You also wanted to raise taxes massively on corporate interest. You wanted individuals to be paying way more tax. And all of that would have made inflation infinitely worse. So not only have your existing policies made things bad, but if your existing policies had been able to occur to their full fruition, we'd be sitting, Buck, who knows what inflation would be? Maybe 15%, maybe 16%, maybe 20?
And I would like to sit here and say, I think the Democrats have learned their lesson. But we know that's not true, right? We know that that's just not accurate. If anything, their belief, I mean, let's recall, it was the talking point of all Obama supporters in the media that the reason, remember when they spent $1 trillion, when that sounded like a lot of money to people, you know, a trillion here, a trillion there starts to add up. I think it was technically 900 billion closer to that, but on the stimulus package. And there was we had the rise of the Tea Party, and we had this huge movement, this grassroots movement because of the spending. Do you remember, Clay, when people said, well, hold on a second, what did we get for this $1 trillion? And it was essentially the extension of some government benefits, and then a whole lot of shovel ready jobs that weren't shovel ready. And it was a lot of waste. And speaking of waste, $160 billion going to payment protection program. They have no idea what fraud, whatever. Because this is what happens, folks. $160 billion. I don't know. I think that's a lot of money. But with Obama, remember what they said? It wasn't enough spending. That was what they took away. And it's the same thing with this. That's what they really believe.
Well, and I do believe this is really significant. I was talking to people over the weekend, Buck, about every single day, our goal is just to peel a few people into the team sanity, right? Every single day, a few more people. And when I see this Jeff Bezos stuff, and when I see what Elon Musk is saying, everybody is slowly moving into team sanity. I see it every single day. It gives me good momentum and good feeling as we get closer and closer to November.
I want Bezos listening to this podcast. He'd realize we're good dudes. We see things where they are. And maybe he gives some tips to hit those upper pecs, man. Bezos 2.0 is like, he's a machine.
He's definitely gotten super ripped. That's what I'm telling. When I get 50, I'm just going to say, screw it. I'm going to put anything I want in my body. And you're going to be like, how did Clay get so ripped? I'm just going to say, hey, push-ups and sit-ups.
That's right. We got more coming up on the economy, politics, you name it. Stick around with Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.